This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Lynn, L-Y-N-N-R-A-E, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, date of birth February 9th of 1947. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Martin with primary hyperparathyroidism and hypertension. Her last visit was September 26th of 2022. Her biggest complaint is recent very bad dysuria with a urinary tract infection. She required Levaquin and then Cipro to treat that. She's still having some minimal dysuria, and she has been trying to drink more water, and that has helped. She's seen urologists in the past for this recurrent UTI problem, but nobody for several years. She also complains of low back pain, and she's been receiving spinal injections for right sciatica, and that has been helping also. She denies chest pain or palpitations. Her weight is stable. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight Sensipar 30 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday only. She does take cranberry capsules twice a day on a regular basis also, in addition to her routine medications. Physical exam, weight 140 pounds, pulse 58, and blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 64. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. There's no CVA tenderness and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 21st of 2023. Creatinine is 0.9. Calcium is 9.1. Albumin 3.9. Intact parathyroid hormone is 32.9. Phosphorus 3.5. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1. Primary hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium levels and normal parathyroid levels. 2. Hypertension, currently well controlled. 3. Recurrent UTIs. The patient should probably have a repeat urine culture and sensitivity done to be sure that the UTI is cleared, especially since she still has significant dysuria. She also may need a referral to the another urologist for further evaluation. She will have lab studies done every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.